let's be clear that he's at a community college, one of a number of community colleges that the president thinks really can be an engine of innovation. Hudson Valley Community College has already gotten some $2 million in federal grants out of the $787 billion stimulus plan that the president believes has helped right the American economy. And what Hudson Valley College has been working on is environmentally jobs and training of students in energy efficiency programs. And the president believes that's the kind of thing that community colleges can do really all over the country and help get students ready for the jobs of the future, but also provide, as we were talking about, that innovative spark that both business and government need to keep pushing ahead in areas like healthcare, alternative energy, information technology, that sort of thing. So the president really looks on this as an important pedestal, if you will, for the economic development that he sees replacing this boom and bust economy that led us to this worst economic crisis since the Great Depression.
Well, in speaking to a local community college, does that mean that he feels that the local conditions of a particular area, its local economic conditions, can be helped by those community colleges? Because, you know, on a national scale, you have places like MIT and Stanford, which do a lot of basic research and innovation. So is he looking to expand what they do so that it's more focused at the local level?
Yes, indeed. I mean, the president believes, obviously, that we do need more basic research and cutting-edge research at the big research universities like MIT. But as you point out, places like Hudson Valley Community College or Northern Virginia Community College, where Vice President Biden's wife, Dr. Jill Biden, teaches, she's going to be there at today's event. Those places are, you know, have their finger on the pulse. They know what kind of jobs the local businesses are need to be filled. They're familiar with the research that goes on in their communities, and the president believes that to have a broad-based economic resurgence, America's community colleges have to play a key role in providing the technological ingenuity that really only they can do, because, as I said, as you so rightly point out, that they're close to the communities involved.
You know, Mark, I don't mind the president taking credit for this, but this was started under the Bush administration, and I have to give my former colleague Emily DeRocco credit for this when she was in employment, when she was at the labor training part of the Department of Labor. This is an initiative that they started, and really focusing on jobs that of the future, they used to call them, 21st century job initiative. And they would go to community colleges all throughout the country, you know, talking about certain programs that would train people for, you know, healthcare or phlebotomists or, you know, microbiology, you know, these various kinds of programs. So the president has picked up this new theme, and he's now going out there to tell people, you know, that this is the way they're going to build jobs in the country.
Yeah, Jill, I don't think the Obama administration would claim that they invented the concept of community colleges and outreach, but they will say that they provided it with a substantial influx of funds in this stimulus plan, which has frankly taken it on the chin from Republicans, who in many cases have referred to it as an expensive boondoggle that really does not stimulate the economy right away, just down the road. The answer that the Obama administration would give is that the kind of work that goes on in community colleges and research and development that is being funded here is something that's going to pay dividends in the future, if not immediately.
And so there were monies that were given through stimulus to this institution. Do we know that?
Well, yeah. Specifically, the president's going to talk about $2 million that Hudson Valley Community College got, but mm-hmm. it's part of a $100 million the plank, if you will, from the stimulus plan that has benefited community colleges around the country.
And what do we know about Hudson Valley in particular? I think you mentioned it's green research, which is very near and dear to the president. So is that what the specialty is at Hudson Valley?
Yeah, and I think that's the president's going to be with Dr. Biden touring a lab and also looking at a technology classroom today. And I believe that's the area, environmentally friendly jobs and job training. Because, you know, the president believes that, and by the way, this is one of the big subjects this week at the UN in New York, where the president's going after he finishes the Troy, New York stop. He's going to be heading to New York and then Later this week, there's a global warming summit that UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is hosting. The president believes that this is an area that the United States, all the major economies, are going to have to step up in, and the place that that's going to be translating into the economy is creating jobs and the areas like making sure that your home is energy efficient, or of course, you know, increasing the energy efficiency of engines, transportation, etc.
Well, we're actually competing with the Chinese, who have really made great progress in, you know, in the self-sustaining technologies for energy creation. So you could argue that the Americans are a little far behind the curve on this, but yeah, great that we're getting there.
And that is part of the president's argument.
Yeah.
That, you put money into alternative energies. This is also stuff that can't be outsourced, you know, because you need American workers to do things in the community to make communities more energy efficient.